Welcome, welcome, welcome to another version of the podcast. I'm running late on my work schedule. Gotta get these guys out of here. But another two group of my favorite guys, man. One, my brother, and two, my other brother. Fair, man. Love you guys. So back to this conversation. You had your dad in your life. Mm-hmm. You had stepdad. He gave you the game, mm-hmm. and you said he spoke to you verbally, mm-hmm. and gave you a lot of information in life. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
Dad, obviously was there.
It's the exact same story as here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny how...
He is my dad. He raised me.
Really? I didn't know that. I always thought, like, you always said dad, like, and I never
dad.
Thought.
I never. You taught me how to barbecue. You taught me life, man. Everything.
I never thought that, man, bro, I know a lot of stuff, man. You told, I never forget being in high school with you, man, and you told me a lot of things. I ain't gonna put it out here right now.
Right.
You know, that your dad, quote unquote dad, said, but I'm now realizing that that's your stepdad.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Dad.
Dang, that's dope.
Like he keeps saying dad. Like I took, you don't do it on purpose, but I take offense to him. Like right. I tell people, and like you.
Cause love is love.
Yeah, but I say like, if you hear me talk about my dad, and I say that's my father, I'm talking about, yes, quote unquote stepdad, or whatever, however you want to term it. But my father is the person that raised me. That's my dad. My biological father who put me on this earth,
mm-hmm.
he's my dad too, but he's not the man that raised me. So we're in a conversation and we have to speak about him in the same sentence.
I identify him as such.
Yeah.
dad is dad, and biological is whatever his real name is.
Sheesh. Wow. That's wow. Okay. This conversation is about to take another turn now. Sheesh. What I always like to ask is, what is or are some of the main principles and things that your dad taught you? What's something that like really sticks with you and allowed you to be the man that you are today? Because I love and respect both of you. Like, I like no
likewise.
Like, thank you though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And let me say this, like, I look at you both and I listen to you both all the time. And I'm always amazed by you both, to be honest with you. Like, I have so much respect for who, like, the men that you are.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, for real. Like, y'all some dope dudes, man. Like, y'all are super cool, like, super smart. You know, you hold down your families. Man, I have so many compliments for you, man. Like, and I'm glad that you're both fathers, because the things that you both do, not just for your children, but for communities as well as your families, and your jobs. You know what I mean? Like, the things that you do, people look at you and respect the hell out of you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, bro, your integrity, like the things that you stand for and the things that you've done for me when I'm not in the room.
Right.
Bro, I cannot thank you more for it.
Yeah, that's pops.
Real talk.
That's pops.
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Loyalty,
that's
man.
That's the main thing I can say my dad taught me was have a, you know, if you say you're going to do something, you do it.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Yeah.
Man, now I gotta stop and think about, well, for me, it was the void. It was the emptiness. Like, my uncles raised me, and then my friends' fathers raised me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I used to always see, like, it was just something intriguing about certain men. You know, I would look at certain men, like, you know, from Bill Cosby, you know what I mean? Cliff Huxtable raised me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He put me up on game, like
with a little bit of Philip Banks.
A little bit of Philip Banks, all right?
So, and Officer Winslow.
Officer Winslow, right. You know all saying? Them dudes. I would be like, man, that's a cool cat. Or yeah. I like the way he handled that.
Right.
You know? And I'd be like, you know what? I need to put myself up on that. Or I need to take that for myself.
Yeah.
You know? So when it comes time to have my own children or my own family, this is the way I want to have it. So those are things that really put me up on it. But it's funny that 9 times out of 10 when I have these conversations or these podcasts, most of you guys had your dads in your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or some form of a father figure right. in the house, though.
Right. Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's super important.
It's super important, man. So this is the reason I started the whole podcast. Like, I just wanted to have these conversations with real men and, one, give you your props, right?
Thank you.
Because
we accept yours, too, man.
You know, thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. Because, you know, we got to give each other our roses while we're alive, one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then respect each other as men as well.
First and foremost, no doubt.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we brothers. You know, it's a community. It takes a village, and it's a beautiful thing to witness real men, you know, doing the work. So, you know, back to that, you know, respect, love, peace to you gentlemen. Man, I'm going to end it off on this. And this is, I ain't gonna lie, this is going to be kind of heavy. And it kind of throws people off, and people keep saying this to me like, yo, like, oh, hold on. I didn't even think about that. One day we're not going to be here. One day we're not going to be here. Mm-hmm. And the blessing is, in this conversation, sometimes when I have these conversations, I talk to men who do not have children. Mm-hmm. I talked to my boys the other day. Two dudes was in here, and they didn't have children, but they're coaches.
Right.
But they're still giving life. They're giving themselves, you know what I'm saying? To,
yeah. to a degree, yeah.
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 Like, you are, yeah. to some extent, a parent.
Yeah.
Right? Not biological. However, yeah. you're going to leave your legacy with these people. Like, yeah. they're going to remember.
They're going to remember you forever.
Absolutely. Okay. Sheesh. I think about this, bro. And we talked about this earlier. You were here. I do think about my funeral sometimes. Like, right. what are people going to say about me?
Right.
Like, did I do the right thing? Did I leave them with something, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
that
right.
that they can take and love themselves or their children or just be better for themselves or whoever they come in contact with.
Right.
So with that said, principles. What are some major things... I don't know, or I don't care how many, one or more. What are some things that you want to leave with your children? Like, principle-wise, like, the same way your fathers gave you game or gave you, you know, some important factors to live by.
What type of gems do I want to leave my children?
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, the same things that I instill in them on a daily basis, that they matter, that that balance matters. One of the things I always tell my kids is, you know, if you're good at something, same thing my dad taught me, you know, what do you need to work on? So that's when, you know, balance comes in, but type of friends they choose, I guess, in terms of a gym or...
I like that. No. Like, it's not just one, because...
Yeah, it's hard to just complain to yeah. one major.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, like, there are several, but yeah. you just dropped several.
Right.
Like, I like the sound of that. Pick good friends.
Right.
Right?
I mean, but you are the company that you keep.
Man, that's what my mom gave me. She said, if you don't do nothing right...
I mean, but at the
you
same time,
you always choose good friends.
You can tell your kids everything under the stars, man. But it's more what they see. You know what I'm saying? Kids aren't slow. They see the type of individual their parents are, or aren't, for that matter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they gonna pick up on whatever you leave behind. So it's all in your character. And I always tell my kids, man, because they know, they think their dad's dope. So just be a better me.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong, man.
I like that.
Just be a better me, you're going to be on.
I like that.
You're going to be on, man. They're like, man, yeah, you know everybody, man.
Everybody likes you, man. Don't face the phone. It's 100. If I do, man, we'll address it as men. I like that, man. Yeah, and it's funny too, because I think that's why we connect the way we do, because that's what I was going to ask you about your boy, like, different conversation. Why wouldn't he just holler at you, or is that on him, not you? That's on him, not me. I don't know what he's experienced. I know that he was
hurt. From the outside, looking in, it's on both of them. Because he'll say it's on him, and then if you ask him, he'll say it's on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, why he don't get it me? The door is open, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just lack of communication, and they just needed to be bonded.
I think you, and just knowing you within this past 10 minutes, I think if you got something to address with somebody, respectfully, you're going to address it.
Yeah.
Well, no, let me say this too. Knowing my boy, I've known him since 12.
Right.
So
speaking of which, my dad, real quick.
His temperament.
Dad. Hey, I'm in the chair getting the cover, and I'm gonna call you right back, okay?
What's up, Dad?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, my boy getting a haircut, man, and we're just having a podcast right now, and we just want to tell you thank you for raising this amazing young man.
I appreciate that, man.
No, man, we appreciate you.
All
right,
man.
All right, peace and blessings. He gonna call you back in about 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, Pop. All right,
man.
Later.
That's funny.
You could have asked him whatever you wanted to ask him right
there. All
right,
man, I should have, man. I should have asked him a couple of questions. Like, come on, man.
He can drop it on you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Next time, we'll have him pull up. I would love to have him in here and, you know, have a face-to-face.
That's one thing he won't do.
Oh, really?
Nah, my dad is real behind the scenes.
That's fair indeed. I know exactly what that means.
Yeah,
I can't stand you.
Somebody asked me how to do this, dude, like, all the time. My hand's getting tired already, bro.
This dude, man, I lost my whole train of thought messing with you right now with these damn flippers. Oh, man. What were we talking about, man? Y'all are
hurt. Man, Jules be leaving the kids, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're talking about, like you said, you would address it. Let
me say this. He and I both were raised by our mothers. So we're far more emotional than we are, like, aggressive. You get what I'm saying? Like, it took us learning to be men, like, going through the hood, like, having to put hands on people or get into, you know, some real altercations to learn to be aggressive or what's the word I'm looking for?
You learn from multiple men how to be a man.
Yes, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, there's another term for it, like confrontational.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right. Like, it took us years for that.
Right.
But me and him, we were raised by our mothers. Mm. So we're very emotional. So he's in his feelings about the situation. And he's like, man, I know this my boy. I know this. I know what he was thinking. I know this my boy. I know him better than that. I know I'm going through this situation with my lady. Whatever it is, like, let me hold on. Let me take my time. And let me filter this before I just go out and press somebody. Because like I told you earlier, like...
See, why does it have to be a press, though?
Well...
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I do. Yes, I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
However, a lot of us growing up in the hood, like, you've been taught to press people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, raise your shirt up. Where you from? What you doing?
It's a natural reaction, more or less.
It's a natural reaction. Mm-hmm. So now that we're older, we're trying to learn how to balance and under it, you know, get what I'm saying?
No, like, there's a whole spectrum. What saying, but I think it's
like,
situational.
Like, where you from? Like, what you doing?
Yeah, it's situational.
Like, did you know? Like, it is situational. So it took him some time. Okay. But it took him some time to process the thoughts and the emotions to confront, quote unquote, confront me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He had to confront me, but what does confrontation mean to you?
Yeah.
What, you get what I'm saying?
That's why I chose the word address.
And I like how you said that. But I don't know address. Yeah. He doesn't know address.
Let me holler at you, homie.
Yeah, let me holler at you. Hey, step outside. Step outside.
Okay, so that's why I say it's situational.
You get what I'm saying?
Holler at you like that.
But then his response is naturally, you holler at me about what?
Yeah.
As mine would be.
And you get what I'm saying?
But if he addressed you, like, hey, my man, can I speak to you for a minute?
Let me holler at you for a minute. But see, now I'm just now, today, years old, right, and learning what address means. Because it's confront.
But just in a different manner. It's situational.
It is situational.
You say, let me holler at you, my nigga.
Let me holler at you, bro. Hey, step outside.
Hey, man, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's up? Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's versions
of this. Man, the palisade. So you got to turn it on and off and switch it up all the time.
Right. And then, like I said, then, you know, living in the jungle, man, like, it was on.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I done seen some real stuff out there. Like, it would go from 0 to 1,000.
Yeah, if you live in the jungle, use a blood.
Shit getting active.
Bro, drive-bys. Oh, my bad.
Don't worry about it.
Drive-bys. Right. Like, I done seen people get run over, bro.
Everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I done seen all of that. Like, so I get what he's saying. You know what I mean? Like, he had to really take his time. And even on the phone, man, he was trying to be calm. And I could hear it in his voice, and I didn't get it, you know. But he kept saying, like, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. I'm like, yeah, I am. Like,
I don't even think that that's a phone conversation.
Yeah, neither.
I got to look at you, my man. If I'm talking about my family.
Yeah.
Well, that had already, like, dissolved itself. Like, that, right. Yeah, they made their decisions already out the gate. But he had to cross his T's and dot his I's and make sure that the people that he wanted to keep in line were loyal. You get what I'm saying? Back to the loyalty conversation. So, I respect everything he did, man. I'm truly grateful for his approach, you know? So, man, that's a beautiful thing, just learning, you know, about myself, you know what I mean? That I've been good to people, that I've put certain righteous energy out there to where I'm not in question, right, so to speak. I'm in question, because words are words, and people can say whatever they want about you, but... The audience, like the people that they're talking to, did you leave a good impression on them enough to where they would question the person speaking down on you?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, yo, hold on, that's my boy Mark.
Yeah.
Like, Mark ain't never done me no wrong like that.
Right, man, he out of your mind, he ain't do that.
Yeah, like, he ain't even capable of that.
You ain't even talking about the same person.
Man, he ain't even capable of that. And if he is, let me pull up on him, or let me call y'all both, or let me address this. Thank you. let me get y'all all in the same room and address this properly, because I know better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any bad experiences with him, and I don't think he has a malicious bone in his body to be even capable of doing this situation.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the blessing. So yeah, back to the integrity and just leaving. Just an instilling and imparting good things in our children's lives, man. Because I pull up certain places, you know, and people just bless me with certain things. You know, sometimes I go pick up food and they're like, hey, people just start smiling. Hey, you want your regular? Or, you know what I mean? Right, like, da-da-da-da. It's love. Even my man, he took care of me a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean? I was just having a bad day. He called me, was like, hey, man, roll with me. I'm about to get you some food. We're going to chop it, even with you. You know what I mean? Let's hang out. We're going to do what we do, you know? And it's love. And I'm like, and I tell my daughter, man, I look at her and I'm like, look, be good to people, and people are going to be good to you.
Man, for real.
You know? And it's such a blessing to have you both in my life, man, to be honest with you. Like, I legit look at you as, you know what's funny is that when we went to high school, we always, people used to think we were brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we just started owning.
It's your twin?
Yeah, y'all both got that little.
I don't know what it is. So I don't know what it is. Hey, man, we started off, we was like 5'3", bro. And we was like 5'3", and then we both just shot up to 6 feet. Like, it just, out of nowhere. It's always been brothers, man. And it's funny because he don't look like none of his brothers. Like, none of his brothers look like him. I look like his brother.
And it's funny. We got the same curl and everything.
Yeah, we got the same curls, everything. And then you know, little bro, man, like, I don't know how we kicked it off, man. Like, it was just respect. Yeah, just good energy, man. Yeah. It's just been a lot of respect, you know, from day one, man. Like, oh, this is a cool cat.
We drawn to that shit, man. We drawn to that shit when you that nigga.
Mm-hmm. Respect, man.
Yeah, foul nigga, that's what you gonna get, man.
Man, I cannot thank you both enough right now for spending this time with us. Good conversation, good love, man. Good energy always.
And like I told you, man, niggas can get their haircut anywhere, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, get their haircut anywhere
for a reason.
Yeah, respect, oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, and you come a long distance.
Yeah, I be dipping.
Hey, my man, come a distance. Down. Yeah.
Everything. I passed like 30 barbers on the way here.
Yeah, 30? Man,
30 bathrooms.
30, man, please. You pass more than that. But, man, but it's a blessing.
Man, homemade,
yeah, love is love. And that's every week. Hey, the dude come every week. And this goofball, he live up the street, and he come see me once every 6 months. I'm like, man, who is this dude? Whatever, man. I don't even want to hear this.
Since I've been like 10 years old, my other barber.
Right.
But
my other barber. You cheating on me, man. I don't want to hear this.
Shit, I used to cut my hair in high school. Mary Nutrition. Then when they was $3 haircuts, then they went to $5 haircuts.
Man, that's just 10,
then 15.
Yeah, it went up for you.
Not supposed to.
Just, man, inflation's a motherfucker, man.
They were still $3 haircuts, man. I'm sticking around for another one.
Right.
Coming every day.
Man, that's hilarious, man. I appreciate you, gentlemen, man.
I think I appreciate Mark more outside of being a barber, though. Well, I mean, just like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I come here and just sit down outside of getting
haircut. Right. We as men, we as, you know, fathers, we as sons, you know.
Right.
It means a lot because iron sharpens iron.
Man.
You know, and we go through so many things and you have so many thoughts every day. Like, how can I be better?
But I wish every nigga can have conversations like this. Niggas can't.
Everybody can't, bro.
Yeah, so there's certain things you can discuss with certain people.
Yeah, and that's what's been the blessing for me. Focusing on this podcast has been really having real conversations.
Right. It's hard with our people, though, man. Like, we're not conditioned to have combos with each other like this.
Being open and up and being vulnerable. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy.
I would just say, as men, let me have you
these little
funky
ass players.
Yeah. Have CPM. But...